Good morning. It's time to begin. It's good to be with everybody this morning. Just a couple things in the way of announcements before we begin again. Elijah did make it to Michigan safely, and he is expected to be back with us August 12th. So if you would just kind of keep him in your prayers as he's traveling, and Lord will let everything goes well for him. Brother Steve Friesen is not feeling well this morning, so that explains his absence. And but Sharon Gaunt let me know that her niece Judy's surgery went well, and that she wanted to thank everybody for the prayers that within all that. And please continue to pray for him in the recovery in the next coming weeks here. Oak Mountain is having a meeting tonight with Alexander Newman, if you might be able to make that. And then Pine Lane is having a singing on August 4th, this Friday, if you might be able to attend either of those. And I believe that for sure the singing is posted on the board in the back if you want some more information on that. As far as our order of worship this morning, we'll begin with a moment of silence, and then we'll have our scripture reading. Brother Michael will have that, and he'll announce that when he comes up here. Brother Bob will have the opening prayer. Seth will be leading our song service this morning, and his first song is number 886. Brother Michael will also be heading the Lord's table for us, and then I will lead us in our closing prayer. This time we'll begin with a moment of silence and then have our scripture reading.
Scripture reading this morning will be from 2 Samuel chapter 1. 2 Samuel chapter 1, the first 12 verses. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David had returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had stayed in Ziklag two days in Ziklag. On the third day, behold, it happened that a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dust on his head. So it was when he came to David that he fell to the ground and prostrated himself. And David said to him, "Where have you come from?" And he said to him, "I have escaped from the camp of Israel." Then David said to him, "How did the matter go? Please tell me." And he answered, "The people have fled from the battle, and many of the people are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan, his son, are also dead." So David said to the young man who told him, "How do you know that Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead?" Then the young man who told him said, "As I happened by chance to be on Mount Gilboa, there was Saul leaning on his spear, and indeed the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. Now when he looked behind him, he saw me and called to me, and I answered, 'Here I am.' And he said to me, 'Who are you?' So I answered him, 'I am an Amalekite.' He said to me again, 'Please stand over me and kill me, for anguish has come upon me, but my life still remains in me.' So I stood over him and killed him, because I was sure that he could not live after he had fallen. And I took the crown that was on his head and the bracelets that were on his arm, and I brought them here to my lord. Therefore David took hold of his own clothes and tore them, and so did all the men who were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword."
Let us pray. Our dearest Almighty Heavenly Father, who is over all, in all, we prayed, Your Father, through Your Son Jesus that You gave for our salvation, that also willingly died the horrible death for our salvation. We prayed, Your Father, that You will be with us as we recognize Your almighty power, as we recognize the importance of serving You, but also realize the love that You have for us, the love You have, as we've been studying, where it's not by our righteousness, but by Your gift of love, and our salvation through Your gift of Your Son, love that we cannot understand ourselves. We pray, Your Father, that You will continue guiding our minds as we sing songs of praise, and that we can, as we continue praying and studying Your Word, that we can keep our minds focused today and be able to keep these knowledge of things to help in the future. Please help people that are Christians here and in other parts of the world. Please help the people also that are just learning to be Christians. Give them wisdom and knowledge from Your Word, that they can again continue to spread Your Word through other people. We pray that You can be with those that are ailing, and we thank You that even among the people here, that people are able to be healed and get better. We thank You for these blessings of Yours. We pray that You can watch over this nation in particular for our benefits, but that it can interface with other nations of the world better. And we pray, Dear Father, that You can go with us now as we continue this study. So again, it's through Jesus we pray. Amen.
Preparation of the All that up, not to this world, and fill everything. Thank you. sung in number 151. 761 to Dunbar for Venable Team Number 761. 761.
We are the promises.